share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Two Malaysians are among the 10 people who received public-spirited awards from the Singapore police for helping to fend off an attacker who was trying to murder a woman. According to CNA, Malaysians Lim Chee Kong and Lim Chee Wei were among the 10 people who were fending off the attacker in the Beach Road slashing incident, which happened on the 14th of April. The Beach Road slashing incident involved a 46-year-old man who attempted murder after he allegedly attacked a woman and left her bleeding profusely from slash wounds. It is believed that the victim was the wife of the attacker. Speaking to CNA, Lim Chee Kong, who works as a cook at a Beach Road restaurant, was the first to hear the woman's screams when he stepped out for a smoke break on the afternoon of the 14th of April. To his horror, he saw a man savagely attacking a woman in the back alley. Although he was unarmed, he immediately ran up to them while shouting at the assailant to stop. But then he came towards me like he was going to harm me, so I retreated and kept shouting. Hearing the commotion, workers from the another nearby restaurant came forward to help and began picking up items and throwing them at the attacker seen in videos that went viral on social media. Lim and the restaurant workers were among 10 people who received public-spiritedness awards from the police on Monday, the 18th of April, for helping to fend off the attacker. Zhonghua Steamboat Restaurant employees Lei Hai Chu, Wei Chen Shang, Lim Chee Wei and Lin Yong Ping all threw plastic chairs, bins and even signboards at the attacker. I was scolding him, shouting at him, just to hold him there, until the police arrived, said Lei. It was also a shock to see the woman's face and upper body bloodied and badly injured. She faced me, saying, "Save me, save me," he added. Another two men who were servicing an air conditioning unit nearby, Pan Xiao Shuo and Zhang Dai, grabbed ladders from their lorry to push back the attacker. I was really anxious and scared. But if someone needs your help, even if you're really tired, you have to help, said Pan. Meanwhile, three others had helped by also pelting the man with various objects, as well as alerting the police to the incident. The police said that the group's actions helped to distract and disorientate the man, helping to prevent him from further hurting the woman. When police officers arrived, a few members of the public directed the police to the whereabouts of the man, said the Singapore Police Force. A taser was used to subdue the suspect. Commander of the Central Police Division, Assistant Commissioner of Police Jeremy Ang said, even though they were fully aware that the man was armed, their extraordinary bravery and quick thinking in stepping forward deserves our recognition and commendation. Congratulations to the two Malaysians and the rest for their quick thinking and bravery in potentially helping to stop a murder. Also read, Beef Remdamji, netizens amused with mistranslated menu at Singapore-style restaurant in Beijing. Source. CNA source. CNA source. CNA. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.